We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
There's so much going on in the NFL, B, and it was a total word salad tweet, and I kind of understand why, because I think Rap Sheet was probably in kind of a rock and a hard place getting the information out. But basically, Dak Prescott's going into a contract here in Dallas.
Yeah.
And generally, when a quarterback like that gets into a contract year on an extension, or if you're not, he's probably going somewhere else. And Todd France, I believe Todd France is Dak's agent, who's one of the most powerful dudes in the NFL. Dak, in that deal, there's a clause where he cannot be franchise tagged. Kirk had the same thing. That's how Kirk got to free agency this year. Kirk left for more money. Don't blame him. So this was the original Rappaport tweet from yesterday. Tell me what this means to you, Brian. I'm gonna send this through the B. Mitch decoder. The Cowboys and quarterback Dak Prescott have a mutual understanding of his contract situation, sources say, with no offers from Dallas despite him being in a contract year. Owner Jerry Jones said, "We are where we are, locked and loaded for this year." What's the B. Mitch decoder say on that?
Jerry also said that Dak is going to be a quarterback for the life for a long time in Dallas, and I know he could win a Super Bowl. In other words, he's telling you that Dak is gone next year.
Rappaport later clarified that word salad and said, "This appears to clear the path for Dak Prescott to test free agency in 2025.
And what does Jerry say? Jerry say, "If we want you here, you're here. If Dak hits free agency, I think he's gone." At that point, he feels like, okay, as a lot of quarterbacks will say, it felt disrespected. And is Jerry going to do come back later on and just top that whole thing that anybody else offered him?
I don't.
If you let him get to free agency and start going around, you are already told them, "I'm okay with you leaving."
Totally. Like what's going to happen in about a month when Adam Peters was asked about it, about picking up Jamin Davis's fifth-year option, right? And he's like, "We haven't talked about that, but we're excited to see him play with Bobby and Frankie and with Dan coaching him." What he told you is, "Yeah, we're not picking that thing up."
Yeah, and, I mean, what has he done so far that would make me even be thinking about that?
Right, and hey,
I am passing by his street. I haven't driven on that street yet.
Right, and go compete and have a great training camp, and maybe we'll see what the hell happens.
If you go out there and have a monster year, possibly.
But it's getting interesting in the quarterback world, Brian. I think, obviously, these guys are making outrageous sums of cash. Good for them. It's the hardest position in sports. And if you're good, you're going to get paid outrageously. If you're great, honestly, there's probably not a big enough delta from the actual great quarterbacks than to the good ones. Like, for instance, like Joe Burrow is great. There's some injury worries there, but he's taking a team to a Super Bowl. Like, he's great. Right now, he has the highest AAV in the league. He's making $55 million a year. Kyler Murray is making $46 million a year. The gap between Joe Burrow's greatness and what Kyler Murray is, who at times is pretty damn good, is way more than, what is that, 20%? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But that's just how professional sports gets paid.
Yeah.
Like I just think that position needs to be changed a little bit. You shouldn't just get it just because.
Well, to that point, I think Kirk being able to leave Minnesota this year, and granted the injury was a complicating factor, but at some point, the Vikings wanted him back for a year. He wanted more guaranteed money, and mm-hmm. Atlanta gave it to him. So good for him. Go get paid.
They may regret it.
Go ahead. But at some point, Minnesota made a calculation. If we are in the championship-chasing business, Kirk ain't our guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if Dallas is going through the same calculations, with all of the experience, and Dak is good.
Mm-hmm.
But the playoff success hasn't been there. The championship-chasing success hasn't been there.
See, that's the one thing about the quarterback position that's a little weird. Like, Dak get praying for everything. Their defense sucked in the playoffs. And they have all the horses on defense. Their defense got gutted.
Gutted.
You know, so, but you're going to place it on Dak.
Is it possible Dak's tired of that? And maybe.
Hey, may as well, because when you had the defense play that well all year and then the Green Bay Packers carved them up as if they were a nice old pot roast. You know what I mean? So that wasn't all Dak. Although I think Dak will do a lot of Tony Romo-ish type stuff, their defense failed them in that game.
Well, if you're Dak and you know that and you get all the heat, And what do we know?
Sometimes, depending on how big my check is, I'll take the heat.
What do we? Sure, $45 million. I bet you'll take the heat. Mm. But what do we know from Aaron Rodgers, who's his own? There's plenty to look at with a
different breed of cat, right there.
Right, but there's plenty to be skeptical of with Rodgers. But his greatness is undeniable. And he couldn't make it work with Mike McCarthy. Is it possible Mike McCarthy's a pain in the ass? I don't know.
I can't say that based off of Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers is a pain in the ass.
But what about Dak and Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, but Aaron Rodgers is completely different than Dak, so I don't know.
I agree with you. But it sure seems like Dak and McCarthy aren't always on the same page.
Well, I mean, I can't blame Mike for Dak throwing the ball to the other team. Okay, I can't blame him for that. I can't blame Mike for Aaron Rodgers, who think he can do things just exactly how he wants to do it, and everybody else has just fallen in line. So eventually that quarterback, see, we talk about that. You said it's the toughest position in sports. Although I think that the goalie on a hockey rink is the toughest position in sports. The quarterback, if they are all this great and all the stuff about them, eventually they got to start making the right play. If I am a quarterback on the field and the coach just gave me some straight BS, and I know this play is not going to work, you're paying me $50, $60 million. I'm not running that play. I am paid to know this offense as well as my coach. And eventually you got to start making those plays over and over and over again. They don't.
You know who Dak's close with?
Who?
His quarterback's coach from college? Mississippi State Bulldogs! Brian Johnson, the Washington Commanders passing game coordinator.
Let's not get those rumors and stuff started right now, bro. We got a whole damn football season to go through. I'm not concerned about Dak next offseason.
How about this one? This is from Rusty Townsend. You guys a real name? Rusty Townsend?
Yeah.
All right. His handle is Russ Hits the Scuds. Jeff, what are the Scuds?
I never heard of that one.
Okay. Rusty Townsend says Dak in Denver is what Sean Payton is waiting for.
Maybe.
But can Sean Payton afford to punt another year?
I would say if Dak is having a problem with McCarthy, he going to damn sure have a problem with Sean Payton. Because the biggest man in the building has to be Sean Payton, other than the owner.
T
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.